Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
I think you guys would back me up on this, that when we have interns or producers that end up leaving The Burt Show and doing really well, maybe doing their own show, we got Blake up in Nashville who's doing morning news. I think I can speak for all of us. We take a lot of pride in that.
Oh, tremendous pride.
Right?
Absolutely.
So we got five interns in here that if they leave us one day when their internship is over in like a decade.
Well, I hope they leave us one day. Otherwise, you're just going to be in college forever.
Some of them just don't ever leave. that if they get a morning radio show, we need to prepare them for that, correct? Or let's say, since our industry is dying, you guys are doing a podcast. You still need to understand the art of the tease, right? Now, the art of the tease for us is the first couple of seconds of any segment. What we're trying to do is get you guys to listen like, oh, that sounds very interesting. Our science shows us that we have about 8 seconds to get you guys that are listening in your cars right now to make a decision like, okay, I'm going to stick around for that whole segment. And if we don't get you in that first 8 seconds, then chances are really good you're going to go to another radio station, listen to some music, or to listen to some other lesser morning show.
We're not biased.
No, we're not biased at all. So we've brought our interns in here for a little practice this morning. Mm-hmm. We got five interns. We got Annalie, we got Courtney, we got Caroline, we got Haley, we got Messiah. And they're all going to come in here and tease us one personal story in less than 10 seconds. We will hear each and every one of their teases, and then we will collectively have to pick one of the interns to tell their story.
It is the Battle of the Interns.
Okay, up first, Annalie representing what school?
I go to school at the University of North Georgia.
University of North Georgia. Okay, you've got less than 10 seconds to tease us this story and intrigue us so much that we're like, oh my God, we got to hear that story. Okay.
I might be admitting to a crime right now.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. So you need 10 seconds.
Pretty solid. She's pretty like, good. Give me two.
Might be. Okay, all right. Courtney, grab a mic.
I'm from University of West Georgia. I live with my ex-boyfriend, and he did this with two other women in our living room.
Spicy. Oh, she knows the 80-20 rule.
Yeah. Now, the 80-20 rule in our industry is tell you guys 80% of the story, and you'll stick around for the other 20%. Well done. This is pretty much just like rocket science.
We are NPR right now.
All right, Caroline, go for it.
Okay, I go to the University of North Georgia. Uncle Sam came for his cut of my husband's 108K poker winnings.
Ooh. Another good one.
All right, very good. All right, Haley, step right up.
I'm Haley from Kennesaw State University. My tattoo artist got arrested halfway through my very first tattoo, but for what?
Ooh. Hey, that's solid, man.
Coming in pretty good right there.
The police was like, oh, that tattoo looks rank.
Okay.
Stop it.
Messiah, step up there.
Yes, this Messiah from Kennesaw. Friend or foe, what lies did this person tell about me in order to make his way into the group chat?
Ooh, we got some drama.
It wasn't a bad one, in there.
Okay, we got to pick which one of those stories to hear. Let's go one by one. Which one stands out to you right off the bat?
I'm deciding between two. Deciding between Messiah and Haley. I'm gonna go Haley. I want to know what happened to the tattoo artist.
Okay.
That was the first one that jumped out at me, too. I've never heard of a tattoo artist getting arrested in the middle of a tattoo. I have to know why.
It should happen more often.
Yeah, right? You would think.
It should be common.
I want to hear Courtney's story about what happened in the living room.
I want to hear Courtney's story about what happened in the living room, too.
I'm going to be the deciding factor here.
You are.
I think Courtney's story is clickbait.
It is. But I want to click
it. Works.
So it's between Courtney and Haley. I want to hear the tattoo story.
Yeah!
I had to hear that tattoo story. All right, step right up. You won. All right, let's see if the story is as... Because we always say, don't ever
There's a lot of pressure now.
Don't ever let the truth get in the way of a good story.
The other interns are like, this better be good.
They're all staring, drilling holes into their eyes.
You better nail
don't
this
Don't worry,
one.
Guys. I won't disappoint.
By all the way, when you watch this on our Facebook later, because we post the Facebook videos, you're going to be in the video, but all the other interns are going to be in the behind you. Like,
all right,
yes.
The line of shame.
These are my people.
The second place line. All right, so you were going in to get what tattoo? Set it all up,
yeah,
up for.
Yeah, so I had traveled to Chattanooga for the weekend with my ex-boyfriend. My first time, like, a trip without my parents. I had just turned 18. And I was like, you know what? I want a tattoo. This is so exciting. So I go into the first tattoo shop we find in downtown Chattanooga.
So you do no research whatsoever?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Not one bit of research.
Right. How much drinking was going on before that?
They were
None.
18.
I was 18.
None. Okay.
I genuinely.
Yeah, nobody drinks before 20. What are you talking about?
Aren't I ridiculous?
What is alcohol? No,
she's not the one confessing to a crime, okay?
Yeah. So we see this random tattoo shop, and I was like, I kind of want a tattoo. And he's like, all right, go in and get one then. I was like, oh, what a great supportive boyfriend. So we go into this tattoo shop, and I said, do you take walk-ins? And they were like, sure. And I was like, okay, what's your shop minimum? Because a lot of tattoo places have a minimum amount you can spend, and, you know, it goes up from there. And I was like, what's your shop minimum? And I should have left when he answered with, how much money do you have? And I was like, I have $60. He's like, all right, what do you want?
$60 is the minimum.
So me, as a freshly 18 little, I mean, I was your typical VSCO girl. Like, I... as basic as it gets. So I search up on Pinterest, cute ocean tattoos. First thing that pops up, let's do it. Let's do it right now. I got it on my hip, kind of right under the bikini line so I could hide it very easily if necessary.
And what are you getting?
It's like a mountain, a wave, and a sun all kind of in one. Like, the concept was pretty terribly executed, though.
Well, it was 60
why.
Bucks. Yeah.
I'll show you guys after, but...
I haven't heard of Chattanooga being a hub for great tattoos.
I'm sure there are.
So, you know, he prints it out, I sign the waivers, he scans my ID. We're going through, like, half the tattoo is getting set up and them getting the ink out and all that, so... we're getting ready to start, and then like 3 or 4 squad cars pull up to this tattoo shop. They come in, like, they like bang open the door. There's no like, you know, hi, how are you? We're here. They were like, no, we are here for him. And they point at the guy like with the needle almost touching me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what's happening right now? So they put him in handcuffs. They take him out. And meanwhile, I'm sitting there. My entire butt cheek is out right now. And I'm like, so do I pull my pants back up and leave or what? And then one of the other artists was like, oh, no, man, I could do it for you. And I was like, okay. I was 18, afraid to say no. I was like, I think I already paid. So you know what? Sure, just do it.
You didn't in that moment think, maybe this is the universe's way of telling
no.
me I should not be getting this tattoo right now.
What
it went as far as to arrest another man.
Listen,
what more do you need?
I am 4 years smarter than I was when I got this tattoo. I also have 7 more now, so clearly it didn't deter me from any more. But as he's doing the tattoo, I said, just out of curiosity, do you know why perhaps he was arrested? And they said, oh, yeah, he steals motorcycles. And I was like, so you're aware that this happened? Like, this is a thing? And he's like, oh, yeah, it was only a matter of time.
Just happened to be on your time.
Right. And I was like, oh, okay, figures it was me, this brand new 18-year-old. I'm crying because I'm nervous. And
I think that should be required for tattoo artists. You should have one felony. One felony on your record. Just gives you the more credibility when they're giving you a tattoo.
Yeah.
And because we are in Chattanooga, if you are a reputable tattoo shop, if you want to hit us up on social media, we'll make sure to like publicize you. And the next time you're there, I'll go there instead. You won't have a good story for the radio. Mm-mm.
That's okay.
But you'll have a quality tattoo,
which is even better.
The Burt Show.